Welcome, everybody, to the pilot episode of Bad Advice. Bad Advice, the show where the advice is free and worth every penny. Now, here on Bad Advice, people can ask questions on any subject at all, and myself and my fellow comics here on the panel will help you out. We're completely trained, we're unqualified, but we're here to give you the advice you need. So, I think we've all been there when someone asks you for advice and you're left with the choice. Do you tell them what you think you should say or what you really want to say? Well, here, the gloves are off. You're allowed to say exactly what you want. All right? Now, in addition to offering advice to the people that ask, we'll also be helping out some people in the news that we feel could benefit from the advice, whether they ask for it or not. You can call us live here on Bad Advice. We're at Skid Row Studios. You can reach us at 1-800-893-9562. Or you can also check us out on Facebook at Bad Advice. Or you can text us directly at 310-490-8508. I want to thank the great people here at Skid Row Studios for hosting us. And let's get started. Woo! Yeah. You guys ready?
Ready to rock.
Let's meet our panel real quick. We have a fantastic comic, good friend of mine, Chris Z is here.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
All right. Thanks for having me on the program. We got another friend of mine. You'll also recognize him as co-host of the Weekly Wrap-Up. And he's my good friend. Very funny man. Fantastic writer. Mr. Kenneth August is with us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Nice. Another comic friend of mine. Absolutely fantastic comic. If you ever get a chance, go and see him live. Vince Royale has joined us.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, Vince is drinking.
Sorry.
It's early, but hey, it's allowed. We've also got another fantastic comic. You've seen him all over the country. Just got back from a tour in New York. Say hello to Marco Asante.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
Hey, you said friend to everybody else, but you didn't.
You noticed that, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh,
recognize a friend.
My good friend, Marco Asante.
I don't think your mic's on, dude. There you go.
There we go. Oh, we missed it. Marco, yeah, say hello.
What I did say was hello, and then I noticed that every other guy was his friend except me, so.
That's because I felt a little uncomfortable saying special friend.
I don't consider him my friend. He apparently considers me his friend, though.
Just well, maybe now by the end of the show, things could be different.
I think a lot's going to change by the end of this first program.
A lot of things are changing by the end of this first program.
Friendships will be formed. More friendships will be lost.
My freedom could be changed by the end of this first show. Hey, and joining us soon is Vic Cohen.
If Marco figures out how to work his mic, though, then he gets friend status, I'm pretty sure, no?
Yeah, I just wrote, he's not my friend. I wrote that.
All right. Well, look, we're going to start today's show with some real life stories about people from across the world that I feel could benefit from some advice. These are actually real people. We're going to be calling them out by name and trying to help them out a little bit. We'll start. First story comes from right here in sunny Southern California. We have a gentleman by the name of Michael Kevin Liana of Fullerton, California. Mr. Liana was convicted of ejaculating into a co-worker's water bottle, not once, but twice. Two separate occasions.
Mm.
He apparently had a woman at work and on two separate occasions filled her water bottles with something that was not from the Brita filter. He was found guilty. He received a $27,000 fine as well as 180 days behind bars. Now, the victim sent the water for testing because she claimed it tasted strange.
Strange or familiar?
Could be both.
Drew, I know you're trying to keep it clean here, but you're going to have to be a little more specific on specifically what fluid that was. We get that it was an organic fluid, but the body produces
many. Oh, there was
many.
Semen. There was...
Okay.
Now, here's my question. Is this guy a pervert or perhaps just a misguided entrepreneur?
Maybe he had the best of intentions. Why not give him the benefit of a doubt?
Well, I'm thinking, it's like he could just be, pardon the pun, a Johnny come lately to the vitamin water craze.
See, this is what they call the lamestream media. Is it possible that maybe he overheard? Maybe he overheard her. Sorry, I thought my mic cut out.
No, you're
maybe
fine.
He overheard her over lunch talking about how she has a some kind of iron deficiency or something like that, and he was just.
Wouldn't it be more of a protein deficiency?
Well, here's my question: he filled up two bottles. Two bottles. How in the world do you fill up two bottles is my question. And how long did it take after the first bottle for him to rest up? Because usually after that first bottle, I take a nap.
Well, I'm just guessing here, but I'm thinking that it wasn't filled with the semen. I'm guessing it was mostly water with a little bit of semen.
Oh, okay, that's a fine
blend. Like a drop? Like a flavored.
Now, is it like iced tea where you have to find the right amount in order to make it taste proper?
Well, that could be. But now here's a question. If you are going to put something into a drink, in this case, semen, would you choose water? Like, couldn't you see anything? Water is about the clearest, most pure thing that you could use. I'm thinking, put it in something that maybe it's not as detectable, like a cream soda or a smoothie.
Correct, cream for the coffee.
First of all, how do you think cream soda got its name right off the bat, by the way? That's how it started.
It started as regular soda, and then somebody got angry at somebody else.
They jerked off into their soda? That's nice.
I have a quote. What was the gentleman's name?
My name is Gus, and I did that.
No,
I understand that.
Michael Kevin Layana of Fullerton.
My only question is, everybody else is not drinking water. I am. Mike does not work here at this office, does he, by any chance?
He does not. But, okay, here, you bring up a good point. We could do a test.
A taste test?
Yeah. Like, we can test and see if you could, in fact, detect.
Is this
in
Pepsi?
Your water.
I'm going to pass on the test.
I'm done. Me and Vince are out.
The shock top is actually creamy enough.
and you're welcome for that, by the way.
I love it. 2 o'clock in the afternoon and we're drinking.
I like the fact that it says apparently she sent the bottle off to an expert. She wasn't just like, hey, this tastes funny, I'll stop drinking.
Yeah, no, my water tastes like cum.
I'm going to pay to have this overnighted to a laboratory.
I'm going to send this to Aaron Brockovich and see the semen level. It tastes kind of weird. It's kind of fruity.
Yeah, that's a little different than, I think this is diet. Can you take this back? As opposed to, you know what, I'm going to get this, I'm going to send this to some sort of lab and get it checked out.
Yeah. And that's the other part. It's like, how do they identify? Oh, yeah, no, I know that taste.
Yeah,
Michael Kevin.
It's clearly semen. Yeah.
What did she do that he did this? I like to know.
My guess would be jerked him off.
The other thing is, these water bottles are small. If nothing else, credit the guy for good aim.
Credit the guy for two bottles.
Or he has a snuff again.
It's funny you should say that. Did I tell you, Drew, that about a week ago? This is no joke, guys. I've been unemployed for 4 months. I went to see if I would make a sperm donor candidate, like a good candidate. And they ask you to ejaculate into a cup that is maybe, the size of a thimble. And I just came out and I apologized. I said, I think I got maybe 10% in there. The rest is... I left
Jim,
a tip
clean
for the custodian.
Up aisle 7.
I literally left a $10 bill for the custodian on the table. I'm sorry about this, guys. This is a...
Yeah, that's why they leave a mop in that room now.
And to make matters worse, they tell you not to to use your functions for 3 days before you come in. So it's that much worse.
Wow. So you could have basically sent them a bill for your painting the room.
It was like a 4th of July fireworks show.
They said, sir, go into this room and fill up this water bottle. Is that what they said?
Yeah, in my case, it was a little bit of water sitting on top of it. Somebody contaminated my sample with water.
Let's hope you get a job soon,
Chris. All right.
How much did you get paid for that, for donating?
They actually rejected
it. Really?
Oh, man.
We don't need more of you? Is that what they said?
It says, the apples don't fall far from the tree. I can't get it. Nobody likes me. Nobody wants me around. Nobody wants my semen around either.
Why did they reject you? What was their...
A very flat form letter. No specific details. It said, just wasn't what they were looking for, whatever.
I don't understand.
Do they
look at it and go,
I don't know if their
that
tails
sperm is
going
to make an ugly baby?
That's why you have to lie about your educational background. Tell them you graduated from Harvard or something. And then they'll accept your sperm.
No, it's like when you go to get an agent and you leave and they say, listen, we have too many of what, you look like.
Your type.
Yeah, your type. We have too many of your type.
The thing is, Vince, you don't want to overstate yourself when you go in there, because eventually somebody's going to go, no, if you went to Harvard, what the hell are you doing here?
Yeah, exactly, and you're selling sperm.
You took the bus here, buddy. You didn't go to Harvard.
Maybe that's part of their process of weeding people out, is if you only get 10% into the thimble in the first place,
it's all about the aim.
They might be looking for a basketball player.
I will tell you that they also had a surprisingly diverse and up-to-date collection of pornography.
Yeah.
Which really surprised me, because you think going in there that, they'd give you the most perfunctory...
So was it in Blu-ray?
no, but they had everything. Girl, guy, What do you
really?
Is transsexual a bad word?
Feel around.
Isn't this a Seinfeld episode?
No,
it's turning into one. But here's the thing:
I'm the only white guy on earth who didn't watch Seinfeld. I think. So.
I think we can wrap this up though, because we need to move on to the next story. But I think the piece of advice, if we've learned nothing, is that maybe he should sell what he has instead of trying to flavor water.
At least don't aim for your water bottle, for your coworker's water bottle.
Yeah.
And I found from experience, they don't like that.
And she should switch to Snapple, made from the best things on earth, yeah, and not your coworker's cum.
I think the lesson she learned is to never set her drink down ever again. The napkin's not enough on that. She's going to have it in her hand or she throws it out.
Hey, the best part of waking up.
Semen
in your cup. Thank you. Nice. Good night. All right. Moving on. We'll move across the country for our next story. All the way in Albany, New York, we have a woman by the name of Franny Trokerns. Franny works at a dancer at a local strip bar. And after a night of heavy drinking, Franny got her boyfriend to tattoo their 9-month-old baby. Nice. Now, what concerns me most about this story is I do think it brings up an issue that doesn't get enough press. And that's little whore babies.
What kind of tattoo was it?
I'm assuming it was a tramp stamp.
Thank you. Well, yeah, hold on. Let's not rush to judgment. Was it her address in case the baby gets lost? That would
be helpful. If lost, no expectations.
The baby's going to be stupid. I love mom.
Was it appropriately sized so the baby can grow into the tattoo?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
How is that even possible? A head-to-toe tattoo for a baby?
You cover the shoulder. Eventually, it's just going to say, love mom. And it's just going to be a little thing on the back. You just got to go guess. Good luck with the aim.
Yeah, he can't get a sleeve because by the time the baby grows, it'll just be like a tribal tattoo, like a wrist.
You grew wrong.
A UPC code.
I don't know if I'm going off the subject, but I had an incident, and this is actually true. I had an incident where I was with a girl, and we were kind of fooling around, and she had a tattoo on her back. Or would you tramp stamp?
Tramp stamp.
That area. And it was in like Thai or some kind of crazy land. I didn't understand. I asked her what it was, and she said it was her son's name.
Seriously?
I'm not even trying to be funny. And I thought that's wrong.
I agree with you.
She tattooed
her son's
name on the back of her ass.
Yeah, that's a horrible place for me to come.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. What do you do? What do you tell the kid? It's like, let me show you what mommy did for you.
Yes. Wipe off this stuff that's on top of it right now, and let me show you where I put your name. It's not a great thing.
I'm going to play the devil's advocate on this one, Drew, and just say that is it possible that perhaps this is a way of telling her lovers, like, hey, you want to come inside me? This is what happens when you do that. Babies come out. Don't do it.
I'm assuming you're talking about Marco's girl, because talking about the baby, that is highly inappropriate.
No, but you know what? They don't know that. It's written in another language. They should have like maybe the baby's face on the back of them.
Crying. With a sound effect.
With some fucking diapers and a pacifier.
And I just realized if this girl actually hears this podcast, I will not be fooling around with Manny.
You better get a water bottle for yourself.
We need Delilah to play a love song to reconnect these two after we...
I'm in trouble.
Oh, there he is. Better late than never. Let's hear it. Very, very funny man. Good friend of mine. I'm sorry, Marco, but yes, he is a good friend.
Good friend.
Mr. Vic Cohen.
Vic. Wow, this is I'm in the market for a stolen wristwatch.
Yeah, how you doing? This is really impressive.
Right up close. There you go. Yeah, nice studio. You missed our first two stories, I'm afraid. Right now, just to catch up, we're talking about is a woman in Albany, New York, who works as a dancer at a local strip club. After a night of heavy drinking, convinced her boyfriend that they should tattoo their 9-month-old baby.
Nice.
Right, what's the problem?
Well, here's the thing. When they talk about heavy drinking, do you think it was just the mother? Because everyone I have ever known that got a tattoo was drinking themselves.
Yeah,
do you think the baby was absolutely wasted?
I think you should check the bottle. You should certainly check the bottle for sure.
Yeah.
There's a good chance that baby was shit-faced.
I would think so.
Was it the E-Trade baby? Because the E-Trade baby seems to have a shit together, so he can get that. But outside of that...
Do you really think the E-Trade baby's mom is working at a local strip club?
Yes,
and
I
he's
do.
Taking. He's
yes,
like, I
do.
Took mom's tips, and I'm investing.
She's probably just preparing the baby, grooming the baby to have a career in pole dancing.
There is no grooming. If you tattoo your baby, it is gonna be a stripper.
I really don't see the problem.
Really?
I mean, you know, I mean, a lot of people pierce their ears, like the kids, the babies. What's wrong with a little tattoo?
Babies get circumcised.
What's an appropriate tattoo for a baby?
And
baby.
And did they have the baby at the strip club with them?
Stop talking to me. I'm a baby. That's what I want tattooed on my baby's back.
Is the baby was it a girl baby or boy?
It doesn't actually say.
Because it's kind of hot. Not to be creepy.
Look at that baby. I think you already crossed the creepy threshold.
He comes in late and he goes in strong. I like this guy.
No, I mean, a 9-month-old and a diaper and a hot tattoo. I mean.
Well, here's the thing. What I question is, okay, let's say now that this kid is starting preschool. You know the other babies are going to have certain assumptions. They're going to be like, I am so going to hit that. But how long do they have to wait?
Well, first of all, hey, Marco.
Yeah.
This creepy bastard was also a friend. So that should make you feel slightly worse. Yeah. But okay.
Or better.
Drew, I gotta say, though, when I first read our itinerary, our list of prompts, I thought that the stripper had gotten the likeness of her baby tattooed on her. I completely misunderstood.
No. This baby is on an episode of Inked. It is full color baby.
This baby is also dating Jesse James, I believe. Is that not true?
That would make sense to me if she had gotten
a tattoo of her baby
on her, because chances are she's going to lose that baby to protective services at some point. She might want to remember what it looked like.
Right.
We need to find more information.
This is all I have.
I am really.
We can try and get the baby in here.
Let's speak to Franny. Where is Franny?
I wish the audience could see Drew's kind of set list here. It's literally so basic that it might as well be a whisper of a rumor of.
Now, here's the funny thing. We have our first call, so maybe we have someone.
Wait,
call something
first
about
call
this baby
ever for the whole show.
The first call.
So this is history.
I really hope it's the baby calling.
I hope it has an interpreter.
Go call her.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jason. I'm from Culver City, and I need some bad advice.
Oh, Jason, welcome to the show, buddy. First caller. You may win a prize, but let's see. What's your advice? What's your question for us?
This is my situation. It has nothing to do with semen or babies.
Boo.
Then I'm afraid we have nothing to say.
I may have nothing for you, but we'll give it a shot.
I work for a major insurance company, and I work out in the field.
Okay.
I'm currently parked on a street in Beverly Hills, California. And the meter maid it's 2-hour parking. The meter maid has come and chalked all the cars. Should I now go that she's left and wipe all the chalk off of these cars and save everybody a ticket? Or should I let these Beverly Hills jerks all get their parking tickets and pay them?
I would say take a look at each vehicle. Any vehicle that's under $20,000, you know that person's hurting and needs help. But these rich pricks, stick it to them, man.
Yeah. Do you think there is... What part of... You said you're in Beverly Hills?
I'm parked on Maple Drive in Beverly Hills at Wilshire Boulevard.
Is there a car that's worth under $20,000 there?
It's a lot of Range Rovers and Beamers. That's what I'm saying.
Let them get the ticket. Take care of yourself.
I know.
Welcome to the show with the 99%.
I know a little bit about sales, and it sounds like it's a little bit of a slow day in the field there. This is what you're concerned about, is whether you should be wiping chalk off of tires with not a lot of insurance appointments.
If you were black, I wouldn't piss off the cops.
Are you wearing a hoodie?
The city of LA needs their money too. I mean, they're broke. They're trying to raise their money, and these people can obviously afford to pay it. But at the same time, if somebody saw my tire chalked, I'd want them to wipe the chalk off for me.
Has anybody ever wiped the chalk off for you?
How would I know?
I would say wait for that. It's cool that our first question was such a sexy one.
I know.
I mean, we went from semen and water to tattooed babies to insurance.
Now, I don't know why people feel that insurance is a boring thing. I mean, how could you possibly feel that way after this?
I'm looking for some bad advice here.
Well, I think you should then wipe the chalk off all of them.
That's
bad advice.
That is bad advice, but so would this. And that is... I think you should pick a random 4 cars and key them.
That is bad advice.
And then blame it on the meter maid.
Blame it on the meter maid.
Those jerks will buy some insurance if I do that.
That's not bad. If you can buy yourself some chalk, wipe off the chalk on the tires, and then under where you parked, write in chalk, go fuck yourself, and then take off, I think that's nice for the meter maid.
Actually, you know what? If you have the chalk, I say go to one of the most expensive vehicles and draw a chalk outline of a body. under the tire and just make them wonder for when they come back.
You actually have chalk on you?
I don't. I imagine I could get some.
Get some chalk, yeah.
As a matter of fact, I do. I have chalk on me.
This guy's a real forward thinker. I mean, he's thinking about creating his own opportunities here, you know? Yeah, damage the vehicle, stand there, and when the people come out and go,
give them your card.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, take my card. We'll get this settled.
What kind of insurance do you have?
Have you seen the meter maid? I mean, is she hot?
No.
Yeah, she's a hot
one. I haven't seen the meter maid, and I can answer that question.
Sometimes they're pretty hot.
Sometimes they are.
I haven't jerked off for over a meter maid in weeks.
Jason. You know, here's the good thing, bad or good advice, that you not only thought about yourself, you thought about everybody else. So you get props for that.
Yeah,
that
you are. In fact, and you should follow me everywhere I park. Just, you know.
Yeah, the fact that you're that courteous, I assume you're not from Beverly Hills.
Do you carry quarters? I mean, you could just put change into the meter.
It's at 2 hours, so it doesn't matter
that's
how much
the thing,
money.
Yeah, two-hour parking limit.
I was listening, meters. Jason.
I wasn't. I fell asleep in the word insurance.
All right, Jason, I hope we were able to help a little bit, buddy.
Hey, thanks for the bad advice, guys.
All right, man, you have a great day. You're a fine human being.
I did. I have, at one point, gotten a ticket 16 hours apart for the same offense. I mean, that to me is insane. You don't even give somebody a day to fix it. And it was on a Sunday, no less, when nothing's open to fix the problem. So what
Aren't
I did
you supposed to leave the ticket on your dashboard when that happens, though?
Yeah.
I still have a ticket on my dashboard from 1978. I'm hoping that works.
So the problem out here with these tickets is that they're punitive. I mean, it's crazy what they charge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not... Who can pay this?
It's like a 20,000% markup.
It's a $20,000 ticket.
From a quarter to a $63 ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, what was the offense that you got ticketed for twice?
I did not have any way to post my front license plate on my car.
That makes more sense. I was thinking rape.
So I stuck it.
You get a ticket for rape.
You get a ticket.
I stuck it in the windshield.
Only if you did it in your car.
So I stuck it in the windshield, and sure enough, again, the same offense. 16 hours later, they write me another ticket. So when I went to Studio City, I went to Moore Park and Tahunga, like kind of the heart of Studio City, and I literally made eye contact with the meter maid, and I was feeding quarters to the meter.
Nice.
Like as he was coming towards me, I was walking backwards, feeding quarters to the meter to punish him the way.
Oh. You know, and that meter maid went home and went, wow, this dude had the hots for me.
All right, guys, I got to interrupt because we got another story that actually goes right in line with this whole car thing. For this story, we moved to Florida. We say hello to one Megan Barnes. Now, apparently, just outside of Miami in Florida, Megan crashed into the back of a pickup truck while going about 45 miles an hour. She claimed her reaction time was slowed because she was shaving her crotch while driving, because she was on her way to a date and she wanted to be ready for the visit.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that fantastic?
And that's why you have to wax.
Does this story come with a phone number?
I think the cops should have provided her a police escort to get to the
destination. I agree. I mean, you should. Not only should we just encourage this sort of behavior, but I think we should work with these people.
I got to try it.
What about a carpoon lane?
Oh, carpoon lane is nice.
What was great is...
Keep the diamond shape.
She's got a great...
Was it a landing strip?
And she's got a great explanation.
She's got a great explanation for the Knicks, you know, down there. I was just... Rear end was...
You ready for this? The story gets weirder. She was on her way to meet this date. She was in the car with her ex-husband, who was helping her get to the date because she was working the pedals and apparently the ex-husband was holding the wheel.
That's
a
good man.
And he was taking her to meet this guy. Now, what's a shame is with this story, there is in fact a picture. Now, why they show the woman's face, I don't understand because that's not really part of the story.
Right.
Wow. What did she look like? Was she good looking?
She was not.
No, I assumed if she was good looking enough, she doesn't get a ticket. You're good looking enough. You can ram into anything you want at 45 miles per hour. You're not getting a ticket. It's especially amazing. If you go, sorry, I was shaving my vagina. That's
no, they gave her a fix-it ticket. You got to just shave
the
rest of it.
But it's a fix-it ticket for the pussy or for the car.
It will be fine. This is just a warning.
Did she have a bowl of water on her dashboard?
That's the other thing. It's like, I'm assuming it had to be a wax thing because it would be really weird to have like the husband's holding the bowl of water with the shaving cream and you're like, just shaking it out the window and
wait. The ex husband was driving her to see a date.
He was holding the steering wheel.
She was working the pedals.
You know,
and
just
that's why they crashed.
How everybody does it when you're shaving your vagina while driving.
Okay,
I believe those two should get back together.
That's a good call.
I get it. It's like, you know, a lot of women do their makeup in their car. This is just the next step.
I say back off. It's not like she was texting.
We don't. I got a Brazilian on the 405.
Is that a ticketable? Is there a ticket for that? No, well, you would think that goes without saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that had to be a great ticket. Like, you know, when you're looking at it, where they write the explanation.
There's a code for that.
Yeah. Is there?
Yeah.
Do you know what that 69 is?
What's the penal code?
I would love to be in court if they tried to fight the ticket.
That is fantastic.
That would be beautiful. When they start explaining that to the judge.
I wasn't doing it. Look how giant my bush is.
How was the date is what I want to know. The good news is I shaved for you. The bad news is it's a bloody mess.
Look at
all these bumps.
Did she ever make it to the date? Did she show up at the guy's house with half a Hitler mustache?
I hate it when a vagina talks German at me. That's horrible.
But this is also an excuse.
My vagina's a Nazi.
Any lady who has...
That would suck for me being a Jew.
Yeah, that would not be good.
I don't think there's any excuse for now for any women who said they didn't have time to shave. I mean, here's a lady who's doing it on the road.
Yeah. It's good dedication. You know? Good dedication.
You know what? You can only do that in L.A. because there's a lot of traffic. Especially on the 5 or the 405.
So far, we like Megan, and Franny's out.
Oh, if you like Franny, you love this next
one. I think she was a hooker, by the way. I think she was a hooker, and that guy, her husband, was her pimp.
Is her pimp?
Just... Yeah, and she's getting ready, the merchandise ready.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He's like the bodyguard.
Yeah. In that case, I think kudos to him.
Can we slow this down with another insurance call?
No, Ray Jason's gone. All right. But here, if you like her, check this out. We have Brooke Burke of North Olmsted, Ohio.
Nice.
Brooke Burke was charged with assault and disorderly conduct. Apparently, Brooke was at a wedding, and she went after the bride because the bride repeatedly asked her to stop slow dancing with the groom. Here's the thing. They say this woman is believed to be the bride's sister-in-law. Now, I'm not good with all family thing, but if she's the bride's sister-in-law, doesn't that make her the groom's sister?
And this wasn't a West Virginia wedding?
Ohio.
Okay, close enough.
But here's the thing. I understand people go to weddings to get laid, but really, you're picking the groom who's your brother?
You take what you can get.
Let's go back to Megan.
Inbreeding is popular nowadays.
I honestly can't think of a more uncomfortable situation. I mean, it's bad enough to have to break up a slow dance, but to go like, you realize that this is unnatural and probably against the law, right? I'm going to break up this dance because...
Why judge?
To her defense, I will say this. There's never been, other than this one, there's never been anybody else's wedding video I've wanted to watch more than this one right
I don't here. Have sisters, so I can't really judge. You know, I've only had brothers. I don't know what it's like to have a sister and what really goes on.
Wow.
Kim Kardashian.
I have a sister and I can tell you what doesn't go on.
Yeah. Or what shouldn't.
You know what's also funny about all these stories? I'm always imagining the hottest woman in the world.
Of course.
You know, like that girl shaving herself. She probably weighed like 800 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
He was just pulling folds of fat.
That was after the diet.
You guys just don't want to let...
The passenger was using his left hand to hold her belly up.
I should have saved that story for later, since apparently the panel does not want to let go of the vagina shaving driver.
No.
It's what people want to talk about.
I think that should have been your closer.
This Brooke Burke, though, maybe just, you know, playing devil's advocate in her defense, maybe her brother is just a really good dancer.
I will tell you, Drew, I read this story when it first aired on Yahoo News, and no comment from the brother. I find that interesting. Like, did he just try and play the fence, like not come out? Whose side are you on? Your sister? Are you going to do your wife?
Well, maybe he's hedging his bets. In case things don't work out with the bride, he wants to have his sister on the side.
Any chance
to
get both of them?
Who hasn't had a wild Vegas weekend with your sister once or twice? You're fine.
I think if Kim Kardashian was my sister, I'd slow dance with her.
I'm not into her at all.
I think if Kim Kardashian was your sister, you already would have had a sex tape with her, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a good chance.
All right. Now, look, are we going to move on?
Wedding wouldn't last too long.
We're going to move on? Check this out. Now, I'm apologizing in advance for this next story. All right?
To us or to the listeners?
I like how there's been no apologies.
To everyone who knows me.
To the guy who's currently wiping all the chalk off the cars in Beverly Hills.
For this next story, we go to Rochelle Chapman from Knightdale, North Carolina. At Rochelle's bachelor party, Rochelle was playfully pushed into a swimming pool by one of her bridesmaids, where Rochelle hit her head on the bottom of the pool and was left paralyzed.
I heard about this, yeah.
Yeah. This, obviously, an unpleasant story, but not unfunny.
Sad. Tell Stefani. Tough comedy topic, but go ahead.
Do you think so?
Yeah, no, we'll talk about the Hollycock. Yeah.
All right, well, here's the thing. First of all, I commend Rochelle because she still had this woman as a bridesmaid, which is fantastic, because you'd got to assume that's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But wow. Now, here's the thing. Rochelle Chapman has found the positive in this experience. She has not only entered a pageant in her home state for
a swimming contest.
No, she. Here's the thing. She entered the Miss Wheelchair pageant where she was a runner up.
I never missed that.
I don't know if runner up is the right phrase.
Yeah, can you be the runner up? Like, roller up?
Yeah, roller up is fine. It's fine.
The first roller up.
There you go. You're fine.
But here's the thing. She is writing a book on how to be sexy and in a wheelchair.
Nice. Good luck.
Yeah. No, you don't think that's great.
No, actually, that's one of my fantasies because I can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So you just lock them down.
But what exactly
would make... That's not your fantasy. That's your basement.
What makes it sexy and in a wheelchair? I was thinking, like, what, scented wheels?
I hate to say this. Maybe the ability to get up out of the wheelchair? Is that...
I'm not sure that's an option.
Okay, well, then I got nothing.
What was the name of the book? Troubled Outside the Marriage?
No. I think it was, like, Rolling on Two Fours, I think was the name of her book.
Nice. Pass me my floaties. Was that not the name of the book?
Yeah.
She was a runner up. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Roller up.
Sexy. How can you make a wheelchair sexy?
Crotchless seats, right?
What? Crotchless seats?
Crotchless seats.
Let's go back
double
to
double brakes.
That's tough.
I don't know. That's got to be rough. I mean, because the person's just sitting all day. Like, I would think it wouldn't be fresh down there.
That's the question. I've never slept with, you know,
she can shave
when
rolling.
But here's the thing. What I can only imagine, it would be kind of like one of those life-size sex dolls, but that talks.
I don't know. I've thought about this a lot, and
you're a weird man.
No,
I've thought about this a lot.
I understand a little, but not a lot.
I've thought about this a lot, okay. And before the story, and for me, like, I like a vagina that's active.
You know, like talking to you, the one that talks to you,
that runs around and, you know, takes walks. I just think it would get stagnant. It would just kind of sitting there all day.
What kind of cartoon vaginas are you dealing with and run around?
See, the problem with...
you want to air it out, hit the shower once in a while?
Yeah. You're right, Vic. You know, the problem with having intercourse with a paraplegic is that you're limited to certain positions.
No, you're not.
You can't really...
Are you kidding? I think it's just the opposite.
Yeah, you can fold her in as long as you have enough starch in her, you can fold her in whatever position you want.
How many women have you been with? It's like, it's not comfortable when you put my legs up behind my head. I'm guessing this woman's like, yeah, whatever.
I have a serious story, and this is funny. I had a friend who actually slept with a girl in a wheelchair, and they went on a date. He took her home, brought it up to the front, and the father opened the door and then let her in, and he walked him outside. He says, "Thank you very much." He's like, "For what?" He's like, "Most people leave her at the door."
Ouch.
Oh.
Nice.
Ouch. That would be fine as long as the sidewalk is not angled, because otherwise
that was actually worse than the insurance call.
That was No, I...
But I would have sex with someone in a wheelchair. I mean, a woman in a wheelchair. I'm not a guy.
But according to you just hose her down first.
I think that a woman could look beautiful, be beautiful anyway.
Absolutely.
You know? Especially one that can't escape, you're saying?
Well, that's the best part.
Yeah. Well, that's true. A person in a wheelchair can't break up with you unless, like, it's on top of a hill.
I had a friend met a girl in a wheelchair from OkCupid. And she actually didn't have any arms. All she had was her legs. Mm-hmm. And he said it was great. It worked out because he was able to prop her up and put her on top of an ottoman.
We should move on to the next one. Just because
it's getting a little dark.
We might not be on the air again.
Okay, on to happier times. You're going to like this story. Anna Catarina Bezerra from Brazil suffers from a chemical imbalance. She suffers from severe anxiety and hypersexuality.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what she finds is that masturbating helps.
I understand
that. But only for a little while. So apparently, sometimes this Anna Catarina Bezerra would masturbate up to 47 times a day.
I get that.
Lightweight.
That's it.
Really? Really? Dude. You guys are coming with 47 is low, huh?
You notice this table is chest high to me?
Oh.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
But here's the thing. She took her employer to court. And she won her case.
Wow.
She is now, the judge ruled in her favor and says she is now allowed to masturbate at her desk look at porn on the company computer and is allowed to reach orgasm as often as she requires.
Isn't that like most guys in the office?
I say, she's not sick. She's a man. I don't understand.
Can you repeat her name again one more time, her full name?
Anna Katerina Bezetta.
And isn't she a gymnast?
She is now.
I thought that was a Dostoevsky novel.
she says she's averaging about 18 times a day.
Wow.
It's not bad.
Now,
it sounds good, but you know she's so chafed down there. It's probably bloody.
That's
scatty.
What I'm saying. 18 times a day, I would catch fire.
My record is 10 in a day.
Really?
For you?
Yeah, I
had to
go to a urologist. I went to a urologist for this, and the guy told me that he said that after like the second or third time for a guy, it's like dry heaving. Yeah, his
really?
I've done both.
Hear that sort of sound? Is that what you get?
The guy, I was expecting.
I'm close.
My dick can cough. I don't know what you're talking about. Go ahead. Continue.
No, but he said, I asked him, what do I do about this? You know, and I thought maybe he had a prescription or something because I couldn't stop pissing. After, you know, I thought it was a masturbation situation problem. What he told me to do is basically all he said was, leave it alone.
After the third time.
That was it. The guy's like 75 years old. He's a top urologist at Cedar Sinai. He's just shaking his head back and forth, revolted.
I don't think it's possible for you to even want to ejaculate anymore after the third time, because usually I just want to play like Call of Duty.
First of all, I will tell you, incorrect.
You gotta make a night of it like I do.
Were you taking an E-tip?
A what?
I forget it.
Here's the funny thing. This story actually goes hand in hand, no pun intended, with one of our questions from one of our listeners. We received this on our website. Caroline from Downey wrote in and said, my kid won't stop masturbating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared to touch anything in his room. How much is normal and can it be too much?
Why is she scared to touch anything in his room?
Thing must be just
first
covered
of all,
in sperm.
Yeah, there can be. First of all, as a mother, get a poncho. But there can be too much. If your son's doing it in the mall, that's a little too much. Outside of that, I find and it depends. Is the kid a boy or a girl? As a boy, 60 to 65% of my time awake, I try to not exceed that limit. Outside of that,
how does a mother know what her son's doing in the bedroom?
That's not just disgusting. That he's doing it, but he's doing it too often.
Well, I do have a bit of a confession to make. I do want to thank my mom for writing into the show, but I kind of wish she had come up with a different question.
She's a good woman.
I do believe that there's too much, actually. I did it too much, and this is what ends up happening. You end up like me. It's a challenging life as a grown man. I mean, I did things. I tried to blow myself. Are we allowed to say that? I don't know.
You're allowed to say it.
Are you allowed to? Yes. Do you want to? That's entirely up to you.
I contend that every boy and probably every guy in this room has tried to blow himself when he was a kid.
Once a day?
Yeah, and maybe even today.
I wish the listeners could see, because we just met here, and you're a man who's very small in stature, and
you're not tall. Now, is it easier if you're shorter?
But what I did is I had a bed like with a normal thing with the frame, and I would lay with my head so I'd be like the length of the bed, but my head would be up against the bottom of the footboard, and I'd flip my legs over and curl my toes underneath the bottom. I mean, I'm amazed I'm alive. I mean, I came so close to cracking ribs and blowing organs out, trying to get that in my mouth.
And yet you kept trying.
I did.
And that's why, I think a lot of adult men are starting to get into Pilates.
And yoga. That's what I was thinking. Sounds like a yoga move.
I will say this, I hate to brag, but in the shower, that's where I actually got the tip in.
That's what you do your best really? Work in the shower. Yeah. Is that what you're claiming?
I got the
a lot
tip
of breathing.
Unfortunately,
a lot of breathing.
it was in his neighbor gym, but he got it in.
No,
it was my mouth.
But Vic, when you did that, did you actually contain yourself by going, it's okay, I'm just going to put the tip in?
Right, but I said it to myself. I was thrilled, and then I was done.
He got the tip in, and then he looked at himself and went, you know what, I'm not actually attracted to you.
That's kind of actually sad, because it seems like such a conquest.
It was.
Who can you tell?
Apparently anyone who's listening.
No, I'm proud of it, because it was a lot of work. There was a lot of training that went involved in that. And
takes a lot of conditioning. You would have to, do splits every day.
It was the stuff in the bedroom that got me flexible enough in the shower with that water. just lubricated me enough to get me over the top.
Yeah. The oiliest bastard I've ever seen.
So now we're just giving advice to people in general. Want to blow yourself.
Was it after the 10th time that you actually jerked off, or was this somewhere in the middle of number 4 or 5?
And somewhere in the background, his doctor was going, I told you to stop doing
this. Stop doing
it.
I said leave it alone.
He was jerking off. He's like, this is getting boring. I'm going to try to blow myself.
I came in first.
I need some lubricant, and I'm going to break 4 ribs.
I guarantee you, be honest, we can go around this table. There's 5 other guys here. Who else has done that? Who else here has tried to
Not successfully, no.
But you've tried.
No. Oh, my God, almost every day.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here if I could do
it. You've
tried. I'm too tall. I can't even.
As a kid, you never tried.
No, not that I didn't desire to do so, but I'm 6'1". I can't eat. Like, this is me at full bend.
I probably looked down there and thought about it, but I was like, my back, I got back problems.
Yeah, me too. Okay. I got a bad lower back.
I grew up living next door to a tattooed baby, so I was good.
I'm also kind of lazy, so I look down and go, if you can come up to me, I'm fine.
Right. I just had furniture sex.
Well, now we have a lot of questions to get to because people have been texting in even during the show.
Wow.
And here's an odd one.
Here's an odd one. Yeah. Okay,
We just got something from Kenny in Encino, and Kenny texted in, my office has a softball team. A midget wants to play. Can midgets play softball?
Oh, yeah, the shorter stop.
Absolutely.
Why you got to be racist? Why does a midget got to play shortstop?
First of all, it's obvious. They rarely, I mean, unless you call it midget stop, you're not going to get much more named for your actual person.
They can just be a catcher. They don't even have to kneel. Just stand there.
I'm totally offended by that question. First of all, it's a little person. You don't call people midgets.
Well,
it wasn't us. It was
saying.
It was Kenny, the midget.
Kenny,
you know, has got to get with it.
All right.
I'm a shorter guy.
And yeah, but you're not.
I'm not a little person, but I have been sent out on auditions for a little person.
I'm not a little person, but I have played on TV.
Look, I have a lot of respect for little people. I still like the word midgets, but this brings us to a broader question. Are midgets actually people? Because more as like a sort of mythical creature, kind of like unicorns or Jesus.
Except these exist.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they don't have special powers.
I assume they can fly.
I like to ask Vic a question. Do you think that the midget has a better chance of blowing himself?
Oh, that's a good question. If his calf doesn't get in the way.
No, because you got to bend over.
What if it was a really well-hung midget?
They have shorter hamstrings, so they probably do. That's why Wee Man can kick himself in the face, and I can't.
It's about the abdomens. Abdomens, that's good English. It's the abdominal muscles. You know, you really need to be flexible in the upper torso. And also, you want to use your legs. You want to flip your legs over.
You're really
serious about this.
The only real advice we get to is how to really try to blow yourself.
Yeah. How did we go from little people playing softball?
Occasionally, we throw in good advice on how to blow yourself.
I'm telling you, because I'm a totally, one thing you'll find, I'm completely honest.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we figured that out.
I think you got to explain that one to us, Vic. But outside of that, you're okay.
In fact, if you want to promote your, you know, Vic Cohen's home video, you know, how to blow yourself, you can
teach classes.
No, I don't have any videos. I'm very private.
Yeah. I got to tell you guys, the show's producer just walked by and
he's shaking his head.
He has a look on his face that looks like he's going, I'm applying to Chipotle, McDonald's, whoever will take me. I'm done with this.
Right. What's funny is he's drinking. It's literally drinking.
But he's driven him to that.
He's not drinking for recreation. He's trying to wash this away.
Once he heard that I blew myself, I saw him open up the bottle.
Hey, I'm doing my part. I tried to take this thing away from the sex.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Can we go back to the first? Whatever your first question was, I think it started bad there.
Why can't a little person play softball? They can do anything.
That's fine.
You're never.
And I would encourage them.
And you make sure your whole team shows up because you can fit 4 or 5 of them in a duffel bag.
Well, that would be really funny if you show up to the game and your entire team comes flying out of the clown car. Little smart car.
I tell you what, he wouldn't be able to play. Cool. He wouldn't be able to play in a high pitch game. You know, when they throw.
You got to wait 40 minutes for the pitch to come down low enough.
He'd be the best player because of the small strike zone.
I got to tell you guys, I'm not a huge sports fan. I don't know much about sports, but would it still be a strike if you throw it right down the middle and it's like at eye level?
No. You got to roll that thing in there at that point in time.
So you're saying the umpire has to seriously crouch down?
Well, no, I'm wondering, you know what a strike is like right down the middle.
No, but everyone has their own strike zone.
Does it go up and down? I know it goes maybe side to side.
Yeah. So if you get a 6'4" guy in there and then you get somebody in there that's my height, there's a big difference. But the big difference being that, I wouldn't play shortstop.
See,
midget,
Yeah, I would encourage actually midgets on my team.
Little person,
little people.
You can put four people at one position. Can you not? Is that not fair? Put four little people at one at third
are
base.
Are they like a transformer? Well, can they just join together?
Two small people.
Two small people.
One big peach.
Yes, playing third base. Jim and Al. Can you not do that? Is that not good? That seems fair enough.
Vic's pissed off.
Vic is angry now.
I don't know. I mean, technically, I'm not a little person.
No, you're not.
But I am smaller in stature. I get very sensitive about these kind of stories.
Technically, only some of these jokes are about you. So you're fine.
All right, then we'll move on to the next question.
Please.
All right, here's one. When is the right time to tell your child there's no such thing as Santa Claus? That was sent to us from Dave from Philly.
As soon as you realize you're Jewish is not a bad idea.
That's a good time. See, I have a different take on this. I don't think you should ever tell your child there's no such thing as Santa Claus, because then you're basically admitting you've been lying to them up to that point. So I think what you do is you fake Santa's death.
Oh, nice. Leave a suicide note?
Yeah. Mm.
Why didn't you leave me cookies, you little bastard?
Right. That way the kid learns two lessons. There's no such thing as Santa and how to accept loss. Nice. And clearly the best time to do that would be November.
I would say if your child's a little person, you tell him right away. And they could try and get work as an elf, maybe.
Well, that's not bad.
You know, like acting work.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I say never
tell. We're going to have to let it go. I'm
kids,
sorry.
Let the kid figure it out.
Yeah. Let the kid figure it out.
That there's no Santa.
Can't afford gifts anymore, you tell the kid.
Yeah.
Or if you decide you just don't like your kid.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? Times have been tough. There's no Santa, you little shit. Now go take your tattoo and go back to bed.
I do wonder if as the times change and society becomes more PC, if they won't just completely do away with the traditional Santa Claus. And, you know, before you know it, he can be female, he can be thin, African-American, whatever. Just, you know, anyone who wants the job, we can't discriminate. I'm sorry.
I have pictures when I was a kid. I remember my mom saved them, and I still have them. And I had pictures with black Santa Claus. That didn't even come across.
Did you
mom.
Really?
Those were way cheaper to get.
I'm being honest.
Where'd you grow up?
I had a picture of a black Santa Claus.
Sure, why not?
It's like did you just propose that black Santa cost less?
No,
I did make that proposal.
I played
Santa
once. Hold on. There was a black man in Macy's?
Were they following him?
I played Santa in my neighborhood. I was the only Jewish Santa, I swear to God. And I had a kid that recognized me through my beard.
As a Jew?
Yeah,
weird.
Like,
I know you.
He did.
I wasn't.
Really? Yeah, he pissed me off. He had a remember the, you know those
he
chains
me off.
You have around your neck.
You don't hear that a lot, Santa.
You know, like a Santa with a chai around his neck. It's not a good idea.
More Santa scares me. You're Jewish. I know you. You're my brother's friend. You're Jewish, and then he wouldn't stop harassing me. So I grabbed him by the chain. I said, if you keep this up, Santa's going to beat the fuck out of you.
Wow.
And by the way, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I didn't get hired back.
Yeah, it's scary. I went to a mall Santa once, and you ever feel the erection on the mall Santa? That was kind of weird.
You're talking weird. About your erection on him or
no,
his on yours?
He had an erection.
Vince was
he had a visit to Santa's
Let me just make sure I can't connect the dots. Was there any chance Vince was sitting on your lap when
I don't appreciate that, North Pole.
How do you know that it was an erection? I mean, that's a pretty bold statement.
I have one myself.
How old were you?
And hopefully it was,
he was
not
38.
A black.
How old were you?
This happened a couple of weeks ago.
And it wasn't even Christmas.
Did you tell your parents?
It wasn't even at a mall.
It was a bus stop. It was somebody's house.
Is this a joke or not? Are you really at Santa?
It was
Santa
my
really?
Uncle.
Is this for real? This is for real.
I hope not.
I mean, does Santa really have a hard on?
Does Santa? Of course. Why wouldn't Santa have a hard on?
On you.
He's only human.
How old were you?
Vince is cute.
Yeah, I'm pretty freaking delicious.
But how old were you when this happened?
Maybe 10, 11 years old.
Okay. Did you tell your mom?
I told my mom.
That would be a good time for mom to see there's
mom's
no real Santa Claus.
Can you get Santa's number?
Okay, everybody's drinking in the booth now. It's got down to that.
Mom said it's probably just candy
the friends.
Cane.
What did your parents say?
They said it's probably just candy cane.
Honestly?
they just didn't want to deal with it? Is that it's yeah, like, hey,
I mean, that's a total lawsuit.
As soon as you go to bed, they're like, should we tell him he was molested? No, tell him it was a kid.
My mom was very passive aggressive. She never listened to everything.
It's a total lawsuit. Do you know how much money you could have made?
I know. But my mom was very
Who's glad they're Jewish? Just me? Anyone? No, who's glad they're Jewish?
I'm glad they're Jewish.
That would have made for great leverage. You'd be like, hey, dude, you either get me what I want this Christmas or I tell people that you have a boner.
I think sitting on Santa's hard-on is enough leverage dealing with right there. You don't need to deal with any more leverage.
Your mom said, honey, Santa isn't real, but that hard dick in your thigh was.
All right, here's somebody else.
I could have got a PlayStation.
Here we go. Here we have one. Now, this is kind of interesting. You ready for this? Wow.
Please.
Okay. I think I want to go to this guy. We have several people that have been writing in. We're getting a lot of people.
Well, you got eight minutes to fill us in on some of this shit.
All right. I have a fantasy about having sex with my girlfriend while she's sleeping. Is this wrong?
Absolutely not.
What's wrong with that?
It is not. That's if I could have convinced
my if I could have kept my ex-girlfriend unconscious longer, we'd still be dating.
Wow, so we seem almost unanimous.
I don't even know what the question is.
It just doesn't seem to be a question.
I've woken up with an ex or something, and there's no problem. I think it's a good thing.
Does she wake up?
Is she a heavy sleeper?
Depends how big you are.
Hopefully not.
It depends if she snores.
Depends how much roofie you probably get.
I was going to say, there has to be something else involved. There's no way you can take her.
That's bad. But if it's just she's sleeping, she's had a hard day's work, and she's sleeping.
And you don't think she's going to wake up during it.
What if she's sleeping and I'm on the drugs? What happens?
That's okay.
At the very least, you got to give this girl a turkey sandwich.
Why? She's sleeping.
It's his girlfriend.
You eat your own turkey sandwich.
Then the next morning, she's like, will you sleep fucking me?
I thought that was a dream, honey. I'm sorry.
There are websites dedicated to this whole fantasy. I mean, it's a normal
to sleep fucking?
Really?
Yeah.
How
have I not seen this? Every website there
you
is.
You could Google it. There's probably thousands
I can't believe you haven't seen it, Drew. You're in three of the videos. By the way, very heavy sleep.
You're on top.
Drew's the girl.
Thank you for sleeping with your mouth open, by the way.
If I gave her a roofie, is that considered her sleeping?
No. So here's the thing. As long as there are no drugs involved, this guy's saying it's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's fine. That's okay. What girlfriends are supposed to do.
Girlfriend is not wrong. Go for it.
That's the job of a girlfriend.
Does he have to tell her?
That's
no.
Only if she asks.
That's no. Exact. Now here, that's right. Now what happens if he did do that and she doesn't mention it in the morning?
I would. Yeah.
By dinner time, he's going to think in his head, "You've been sleep fucking other people." You know what I'm saying?
You do need to say something.
It's almost like a setup.
You sleeping whore!
You sleeping whore! You've been fucking other people while you've been sleeping.
What if he
is that cheating?
What if he climbs up in there and finds evidence of another guy that had just been there?
Yeah.
Vince's Santa Claus has already been there.
The thing you say
why is
afterwards?
A Santa hat and there's a bell in here? I don't know what's going on.
I think we need to get this girl and Megan together. I'm still thinking about Megan.
Sleeping and cheating, we have another question.
Yeah, you could shave her in her sleep.
Sleeping and cheating, we have a woman who wrote in from actually Kentucky. Actually, no, this isn't a woman. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Well, that's already a bad start.
And Kentucky is the second bit.
I was reading it as Danielle, but it's Daniel. My apologies. Daniel wrote in, I lost my wedding band while on business in Vegas. My wife is a very jealous woman. Do I tell her?
Oh,
no. Eventually, you're going to have to tell you lost.
No, you got to set up a different thing. Here's the thing is, you can't tell her the truth if it's not believable. Even if it is the truth, you got to tell her whatever sounds the truthiest.
Well, doesn't it depend greatly on where you lost it? I mean, if you lost it because your finger was inside another woman,
if you lost it in Allison's vagina, that's a tough story. But if you lost it in Vegas, that's assuming where you lost it.
When in Vegas, stay in what's that?
You know what happens
when my ring's in Vegas? It stays in Vegas. Yeah. Is that the story?
I would tell her I lost it at the airport, like just coming back into LA or Kentucky, wherever.
You had to take it out off for security because it was metal.
I just don't know what the hell happened to it, but the secret to lying is you got to commit to it. You got to go on the offensive. So you got to call her and just be like, honey, I don't have time for this right now. I can't find my goddamn wedding band.
That's a good idea.
You know what I mean? And then, like let her retreat rather than start asking asking the questions. You know what I mean? It's just like at work. If you've ever slacked off at work, the best way to get away with it, you come out of the bathroom or the closet, wherever you've been hanging out, and make eye contact and carry something in your, under your arm and go like, God damn it, nobody knows how to organize the closet in this place. You know what I mean?
This is what I would do.
This is a landmark moment. We're actually giving advice.
This is what I would do. I would tell her while I'm fucking her in her sleep.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That way, if she ever brings it up, how come you never mentioned it? I told you.
Right.
You were ignoring me.
Exactly.
You never listen.
Honesty, honestly, seriously, you got to be honest with everyone. So,
is that true?
No, that is so not true.
You're not going to lie.
The key to a healthy relationship is lie, fucking lie.
If you could avoid speaking to her at all, then I would go with that. But at some point in time, you're going to have to set up, I lost it out of Vegas.
No, wait, have you ever been married?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Are you married now?
Are you sure about that?
And yet you're going to commit to this honesty is the right approach.
No, I learned. I learned the hard way. I learned.
Really?
Yeah. Right. You got to be honest.
You have to be honest. You have to say to your wife, hey, the doctor just told me I jerk off too much. Is that the
honesty?
That discussion was had.
If this guy... So you're saying if Daniel pawned his wedding ring to get money for a strip club... Honesty is the right approach.
Yeah, he's got to be. She deserves to know what she's living with.
Then 100%. I got news for you. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. This guy should just stay in Vegas.
He should kill himself if he doesn't have 20 bucks to get into a strip club. That's his first problem.
Lying is never the solution.
Unless it is.
Yeah.
No.
Unless it's necessary.
House of cards. You want a woman to trust you.
I do, but she doesn't, so I don't waste my time. If my truth doesn't sound truthy enough, I'm screwed. I better come up with a truthier story.
Well, here's, if you think honesty is the right approach, how about this question? This is from Claire in San Diego. My child's friend is morbidly obese. He comes to the house and never stops eating. What do I do?
Nail the cupboard shut.
You got to think about the kid's future, though. I mean, if the kid is that obese, you have to, I think, ridicule him relentlessly until he develops some sort of eating disorder, and then that balances out the heaviness.
Does that work with male kids or just females?
I would go with yes.
I would tattoo a hamburger on him.
Yeah.
Nice.
So he can lick it every time he's hungry.
I would train him to be a prize fighter.
Give him a rice cake and let him go back to his own house.
I'd hide the food. He doesn't have to find... Is he going through the cabinets?
You guys are being a little rough on poor little Augusto.
Well, talk to your own son and say, look, you can't bring him around anymore because your friend's disgusting.
That's a parent thing.
I mean, do you charge the other kid's parents?
No, but if anything, like, Jesus, Ronald, you're disgusting. I think we'd pretty much take care of that problem. I think the problem's taken care of. Ronald goes home crying. You don't have any more guests.
We got one minute.
All right, we got one more question.
Let's go with a biggie.
Oh, all right, here we go. My sister married a guy with a lazy eye. Where should I be looking? This is from Kevin right here in L.A.
At the brown eye.
I would go with a different relative. Look at a different relative altogether.
Now, here's the interesting
thing. I fucking hate laziness, by the way. But go ahead.
He works at a design company. Hmm. So, I mean, I would think the solution is design eye patches.
Ah.
Do we have a drum roll sound effect?
I mean, you could make an eye patch and put a picture of a good eye on it, and that would kind of solve the problem.
What Muppet is it that has the glasses with the eyes on the glasses? You know what I'm talking about?
Here's a deal about lazy eyes, first of all. It's a real condition, and I don't like that they call it lazy. I have one myself.
A lot of things you don't like.
I can let my eye go lazy.
You don't. I'm looking right at you.
Yeah, watch, right now.
Your eye is working.
Right now, it's lazy.
It's not very lazy.
It's lazy.
If I smoke a little weed, I get lazy eye.
Me too.
Well, no, you just get lazy. It has nothing to do with your eye.
I get lazy body. They should call it wandering eye.
Maybe just an exercise you can do for your eye. Just, up and down and just kind of just...
There may be, but until we find out what that is, stop doing
it. The doctor actually gave me an exercise for lazy eye.
Did he?
Yeah, you do this. This will be great for radio.
Yeah, not helping the people
at home. This is the exercise.
Do you have who
right now? Vic is trying to blow himself.
Can we describe that? It looks like he's playing a trumpet very, very quickly.
Yeah,
trumpet.
As a kid, I had two surgeries for lazy eye.
Well, here's the thing. We only have a couple seconds. So my final advice for Kevin is always look at the good eye, because if you follow the weird one, you never know where your stare is going to go and you can get yourself in trouble.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to thank everybody for being here. It's been a great show. Please, join us on Facebook. We'll see you later. Thank you. We'll see you on Bad Advice.